Let's see, what do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
Container.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Hot cornbread.
Okay.
I'm gonna cook some today.
Oh, you are? How do you make cornbread?
I take a sip. Because I buy some already sifted, you know. But I sift some, everything I cook, I sift it.
Uh-huh.
Over. I take cornmeal, grease, put an egg in it, put some other, got a little pan, put it in there, sift
it. Uh-huh. And how long do you cook it?
It's brown.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you must be a good cook then. You don't cook by the clock.
No, I'm a good little clock.
Well, what are some other things that can be made with cornmeal? Some other things you make with cornmeal?
Well, you cook a corn muffin, cornmeal, and corn sticks, cornmeal.
Well, do you make the batter the same way?
The same way you make batter out of that, you make a stick.
Well, now, what about some things that are made out of cornmeal that you fry in deep fat, and some people eat them with fish?
That's pancakes.
Uh-huh.
That's pancakes.
Well, now, how do you make the batter for them?
Like you do for the okay.
Just the same way.
Same way.
Okay.
Same way.
Well, now what about some little round fat things that are cooked in?
That's what somebody said. Muffin.
No, these are cooked in deep fat now. I don't know if people eat them around here or not, but I know they do in some areas. They're little, sort of like a little ball, and it's made with cornmeal, maybe some onions, and it's fried.
What do they call that? Eating with fish and stuff like
that. Yeah. Uh-huh. You ever made those?
No, I haven't.
Uh huh.
I've seen them, but I haven't met
them. Uh-huh. Can you think of the name for them?
No, I can't. I know it, but don't know it now.
Okay, well, maybe I'll ask you later, and maybe you will have thought about it. Have you ever made anything with cornmeal that you've cooked with a boil, with a ham hock or something?
Call it dumplings.
Those are dumplings. And you make those with cornmeal, too?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, how do you make those?
Yes, make them up real stiff. And if you got your meat on your bones on cooking them, just drop your just little balls in there.
Uh-huh.
In that water and boil them there. This thing.
I bet they're good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake.
Have you ever had any of that?
Mama used to make them, but I haven't.
Did she?
Yeah.
And how did she make them?
She make it up the door and wrap it up and take them and stuff and all the stuff up. Clean out a nice clean place in 5 days.
Uh-huh.
And put it in there and cover it with ashes.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Did it taste like cornbread or did
it taste like cornbread, but I wasn't eating cornbread 5 days a night.
You wouldn't? How come?
Oh, four sticks in 5 days.
Well, that's a good reason.
There wasn't no spitting going on there like there is now. No.
What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Mush.
Okay. Have you ever made any of that? Yeah. And how is that made just like cornbread?
Yeah, that's when you make it up and put it in your bowl and water, you know.
Uh-huh.
And stir it so it'll be thick.
Uh-huh.
You'll see it like you want.
Well, now what do you usually eat that with?
Just by itself, like it would grits. So.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Anything you eat with anything you want to.
Well, that's true, too. What do you call bread that's in loaves made out of white flour?
Colored loaf bread.
Okay. What do you call a flat, round pastry that's about that big and it's got a hole in the middle and it's made with baking powder? Okay. How about the same thing that's flat and it's got sugar on it and it's got a hole? It's not flat, it's sort of puffy and it's got a hole in the middle.
Yes, I don't know what the name of that is. Can't call it.
I know how that is. Well, I'll come back to that one too, and maybe you'll think of it. Have you ever made those? Or?
No, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
No. I don't know what they're called. Donuts.
Okay.